The main thing that's wrong with doing nothing is that you never know when you are finished. This decision to get on board with Anchor has been one of the most amazing decisions that this ministry has made. 4 Minute Church, Pastor Oscar Smith speaking. Please give it some consideration. Podcasting, Anchor has all the tools. Every episode, you're able to put background music. They're just so helpful. And in fact, I'm using this platform to reach beyond where the 4 Minute Church ever thought it would go. So it's a good opportunity to get in touch with Anchor. And come on, let's get on board with this. Insight. 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 Insight is the spiritual quality that enables a person to appreciate God's mind and will in matters of behavior, truth, providence, and especially where right perception is not obvious. Insight is a kind to wisdom and understanding. It is given by God, and it is to be sought by believers. And that's why I worked the title, kind of shifting gears now, because we're going into a series called Pastor Oscar Smith Optimism. Optimism. But we can't go into optimism until we understand the dynamics of insight. Insight that is given by God. God-given insight. Insight through angelic instruction. Insight through the teachings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And insight that can only be acquired through the Most Holy Spirit. Human insight cannot comprehend spiritual truth. And that's why 4 Minute Church, we bump heads with the religious heads, because they don't understand. They're dealing with the Word of God from human intellect. Information, what they feel and what they think. It's human insight. And human insight cannot comprehend spiritual truth. Insight is a spiritual truth. Insight into the truth about Jesus Christ and who he truly is. Insight into the believer's hope and the believer's power. Insight into the makeup of the church, the true church, the better covenant keeping church. Insight into the number of the beast. There is insight God knows. That's the insight we want. We want the insight into the providences of God. We want Joseph's insight. And that's probably one of the most fascinating stories in the Word of God, is Joseph's insight and David's insight and Job's insight. Human insight into Job's suffering did not bring enlightenment. It didn't bring enlightenment. Human insight can read Job, and churchy insight can read Job all day long and not understand Job's suffering, because human insight will not shed any enlightenment on spiritual insight given by God. Insight into correct behavior. Insight into the truth about people. We have to recognize who we're dealing with in many instances and who we're talking to. Insight is to be pursued, and insight is to be sought after, asking God daily for insight.